It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
Maxie, I'm curious what your thoughts were on not passing to him at the end of the game and letting him get that record.
Well, it's a tainted record no matter what, because, and nobody brings this up, they played 17 games this year. Randy Moss only played 16.
I mean, that's it's a good new point. Season. That's a good point.
Yeah, there's now a 17-game season, so you got access to more games, more yards, more everything. So it was already tainted with an asterisk going in. I think that, you know, their idea was they'd give him the ball on the one screen, and that didn't work when he was 16 yards short. And then you start to play with, you know, are we playing football here? Are we playing, are we playing for a record? And what if somebody gets hurt? And I don't think all that went through Mike Zimmer's mind. He said after the game, I just play to win. I'm not worried about records. I don't care about that. But I think part of the other reason was there were so few storylines on the game that on the television broadcast, that became the focal point. And that set off, you know, social media and everything else, because there wasn't a lot to play for in this game. And so, you know, who won and who lost was inconsequential. So then, you know, with the big audience the Vikings always attract, the broadcasters, Gus Johnson, who used to be with us here at Midwest Sports Channel, they started to focus on, can Jefferson get the record to kind of hold the audience? And I think people got somewhat sucked into that now, you know, because when you really think about it, what difference does it make if he sets the record or not? I mean, okay, that's nice, but it's not like a lot of people spend a lot of time going, hey, who had the most yards the first 2 years of his career? You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
There's so many different records and things you can look at, but I think that's why it became, people, you know, that were Vikings fans got sucked into the whole thing. But when you really take a step back and think about it, you know, Justin Jefferson's a great receiver. So is Randy Moss. And that's, you know, that's all that you need to know, really. But it became a necessity to keep the audience. It became a big part of the game.
Absolutely. So Zimmer watch, what is the latest? What are we looking at here today?
Yeah, everything that I hear, including, you know, from people that work with Mike, is that, you know, he believes he's gone. I don't know what would save that. They've got a team meeting at 9 o'clock. The interesting variable probably in this is the conversation that Rick Spielman could get elevated to president of the team. They bring in another general manager, another coach, or would Spielman be in charge then of deciding on Zimmer's fate? And either way, I don't think that would be favorable for Mike, even if Rick was in charge. I think that relationship, as strong as it was early on with the Vikings by year eight, is probably somewhat fractured and not as comfortable as it once was. I think when the last couple of years have strained it to an extent, I think that when that happens, the human nature will tell you that the general manager generally says, I gave you good players. What happened? The coach generally says, you didn't give me good players. You know, and yeah, that's usually where the disconnect starts. And so I can't, it's hard to paint a scenario unless the will step up. The other thing that you could say on Mike Zimmer's behalf is I think he is incredibly popular with the fans, even those that might even think a change is necessary. He is not someone that is hated in this market or that people can't wait to see go. I think most people really respect and appreciate Mike Zimmer for who he is and what he's been in this community and for this franchise. And I think that was evident again yesterday as he walked off the field. So there's a couple different things at work there, but I know that's where it stands right now. And the financials of it could play into it a little bit, because the number's getting pretty big if they decide to clean house in terms of contracts, not just on Mike Zimmer, but the coaching staff and Rick Spielman and everybody else. If you put that in total, it becomes a big number for the Wolves to swallow, even though they're billionaires and everything else. So 9 a.m. today, they'll meet with the team, and hopefully we'll know something then.
What was the mood of the crowd like yesterday? And I know also with that Minneapolis mask mandate, did you see a lot of fans wearing masks, or what was it like?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, now that you say that, you know, some of them for warmth coming in and out, I think we're appreciative.
Honestly, it is nice wearing a mask.
Yeah, that's not a stretch.
Yes.
That's not a stretch, but I think people were the first half and just disappointed they were there. They felt like they're in a preseason game. And then they had fun the second half. You know, it was like, okay, you know, let's see if you can win one. You know, and of course, the Vikings made some plays and, you know, they scored some touchdowns and they got them into it. And it wasn't like Vikings-Packers regular season, but it was at least an approach that, hey, if we're going to go out, let's go out on a good note. And I talked to several fans after the game as we were leaving, and they were generally speaking optimistic about this team with or without Mike Zimmer. They thought that there was enough there. I thought they'd be more down about it than they were, but they were actually more optimistic going forward.
Wolves win big, 141 over Houston to 123. 30 seconds, Maxie, on that. That's, and we can talk more in the next hour, too.
That wasn't a game. That was a show. I mean, it was it was almost scripted the way they were, the easy, fun baskets and the most points they've scored this year. And Cat had 40, and everybody was in on it. It was, you know, granted it's Houston who's terrible, but it was a great win. And you started to see some of these guys got to play because of COVID are now starting to play better because they got the chance to play. So we can talk more about it down the road, but it was quite a win.
Absolutely. And we'll talk about Jack LaFontaine with the Gopher men's hockey, too, next hour. Thank you. We'll be back with weather and traffic.
Hey, gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are going to move. We are going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.